KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday, the 23rd day of the month of January for 2018. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, here's what's happening in local news for today. The next steps to take on the Kennedy tailing wheels, the replacement of the South Avenue Bridge, and an audit of the city's finances. They were all topics during last night's meeting of the Jackson City Council. The city's audit for 2016-17 pronounced the city's books in good order for the most part, but did note several expenses that the city had not planned for in its budget, mostly related to repair due to last winter's heavy storms. The council last night also approved the environmental review for the pending replacement of the South Avenue Bridge. The project would remove the existing bridge and realign the creek crossing along an extension of Gordon Place Road. The council then last night heard a report from the Kennedy Mine Association on future steps to take on the tailing wheels. Two of the massive tailing wheels, which date back to gold mining operations, have collapsed. Wheels number 4 is now safely encased in a protective building, but wheel 1 required emergency efforts last summer to prevent its collapse. While wheel 1 has had its supports replaced, it does require a number of repairs before its long-term stability is assured. The council pledged to work with the Mine Association to help raise funds and other efforts to preserve the most photographic reminders of the area's gold mining past. Vice Mayor Robert Stimson was appointed to serve as a liaison in the efforts with the Kennedy Mine. A preliminary hearing for Vona Hughes, the Angels Camp woman accused of animal cruelty, was rescheduled Monday morning to March 5th due to a scheduling conflict with the woman's attorney. Hughes, owner of the pet bathhouse, is accused of 3 counts of felony animal cruelty, stealing an animal for commercial use, 2 counts of grand theft, and 1 misdemeanor animal cruelty charge, all in connection with the treatment of 3 pit bulls boarded at her facility in late June. Judge Timothy Healy agreed to reschedule the hearing for 8:30 March 5th, and the preliminary hearing for 2:30 that same day. Hughes was originally arrested on the charges last July after an investigation by the Angels Camp Police Department into the disappearance of the 3 dogs boarded at her facility. 2 of the dogs involved in the case were discovered by Calaveras County Animal Control in Murphy's near the end of July. The 3rd dog was discovered dead in Murphy's days after the other 2 were reunited with their owner. Hughes has denied the accusations of animal cruelty leveled against her. A 25-year-old Ione woman was flown to a Valley Trauma Center early Saturday morning with major injuries. According to the San Andreas CHP, around 4:45 in the morning, Brandy Standard was traveling eastbound on Winton Road just east of Bummerville Road when she made an unsafe turning movement and allowed her vehicle to travel off the roadway and onto the south shoulder of Winton Road. Standard then collided with a large tree. Due to the severity of her injuries, she was transported by air ambulance to Sutter Roseville Medical Center for treatment. CHP says alcohol or drugs do not appear to be a factor in this incident. And Highway 4 was completely blocked for over 30 minutes Saturday evening just east of Stallion Way following a minor traffic accident. According to the CHP, just before 6 o'clock, Roger Campbell of Copperopolis was seen driving his motorcycle recklessly westbound on Highway 4 east of Stallion Way. Campbell was passing over vehicles or other vehicles over the solid double yellow lines as Fred Ibarra, also from Copperopolis, approached traveling eastbound. As the 2 vehicles passed each other, the front of Campbell's motorcycle hit the left rear of Ibarra's vehicle. The impact caused Campbell to be ejected from his bike. Campbell was flown by helicopter to Memorial Hospital in Modesto for treatment of major injuries. It was found that Campbell was wearing a non-approved helmet during the accident, which offered minimal protection to his head and face. The road was completely blocked, with 1 lane of traffic eventually opened. The entire highway was reopened just before 7. At this time, the CHP reports alcohol and or drugs are being considered as factors in this collision, along with the dangerous passing made by Campbell just prior to the collision. And as of 8 a.m. yesterday morning, the Amador El Dorado unit joins the Tuolumne Calaveras unit by transitioning out of the peak fire season. Now, we mentioned yesterday that the Tuolumne Calaveras unit has transitioned, and we got a call from our good buddy Rob Withrow with the Amador El Dorado unit and said they too had transitioned. So now residents of Amador, El Dorado, Calaveras, and Tuolumne, along with the eastern portions of San Joaquin and Stanislaus counties in the state responsibility areas, can now light up burn piles without a CAL FIRE burn permit. However, it still needs to be a permissive burn day in your county. And a quick reminder, Congressman Tom McClintock scheduled today for a gathering from noon to 1 at Dickey's Barbecue has canceled. So the appearance by Congressman McClintock has been canceled for today. No word if the congressman will reschedule it. Had to do with the voting on the shutdown and so forth. So that's why McClintock had to cancel. Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning, the 23rd date of January. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.